Mann understood that if he did not promote moral education with a religious foundation, as discussed in his 12th annual report of 1848, his proposals would be deemed irreligious, and common schools would be regarded as secular. Thus, he promoted the idea that common schools teach Christianity without regard to religious denominations. Some argued, however, that his plan would be rejected by sectarians who would not accept pan-Protestant Christianity over particular sects such as Methodists, Calvinists, Unitarians, and Quakers. The common school was in jeopardy of being destroyed by competing religious beliefs. Mann opted for a moral education that would focus on the broader Christian principles of piety, justice, love of country, benevolence, sobriety, industry, frugality, chastity, moderation, and temperance.